Well, Massachusetts is one of the states hit hardest by the ongoing heroin epidemic. A new report from Boston Police includes a dark but fascinating revelation. A large majority of heroin traffickers in the city of Boston are not from this country. They're non-citizens. 65% of people arrested for heroin dealing say they were born abroad, and of those, the vast majority came from the Dominican Republic. Howie Carr is a Boston radio host, and he joins us now. Howie, this seems to me, as a layman, to be another indication that maybe there's a connection between our immigration policy and our drug problems.
Absolutely, Tucker. This has been a very big issue, as you said, not just in Massachusetts, but in all of New England. Donald Trump ran around last year during the Republican primary in New Hampshire talking about this. Two of the local governors, Republicans, Chris Sununu in New Hampshire and Paul LePage in Maine, have publicly blamed the epidemic of heroin largely on illegal alien or alien drug dealers. And of course, they're accused of racism, nativism, xenophobia. But this report from the City of Boston Police Department, it's an official document, makes it clear that they're on to something, that this is the problem. And what makes it even more interesting is that we have a mayor in the city of Boston who was offered to turn City Hall into a sanctuary for illegal aliens, while at the same time he runs around the city railing against the heroin epidemic that's killing his constituents. And it's being perpetrated by the people who he wants to protect. And at the State House in Boston, they've cracked down on physicians legally writing prescriptions for legal opioids, claiming that most of the problem is, physicians over-prescribing Vicodins or Percocets for granny. And that's just not the case. I mean, it used to be the case, but no longer.
People are totally paralyzed in positions of power by the fear that they're going to be called insensitive. They'd rather see their people die than be called insensitive. Now, these numbers are just for the city of Boston. You'd think the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, which has a very big and robust government, would be also collecting stats like these. Are they publicly available from the state?
No. The state of Massachusetts, we have a Republican governor, Charlie Baker, who's running for re-election.
Yeah.
And, he's been urged by law enforcement in Massachusetts to try to crack down at the driver's license level. You know, what the problem is, if they get the driver's licenses, and it's all laid out in this report from the BPD, they get the driver's licenses, they use phony birth certificates or stolen birth certificates from Puerto Rico, which is an American territory, obviously. So if you're Puerto Rican, you're an American citizen. They steal or buy somebody's identity, and then they get the driver's license, and that's like a stolen U.S. citizenship once you get the driver's license. And Charlie Baker and the Republican leadership in the state executive branch, they just their eyes glaze over when you point this out to them. And when you get the driver's license, not only do you have the right to drive without being hindered by the police, you're also eligible for all the welfare benefits.
Of course.
And a lot of these Dominican drug dealers that are arrested in New Hampshire and Massachusetts and Maine, they're caught with two, three, four different driver's licenses, IDs, EBT cards, and it just goes on and on. And the establishment just looks the other way.
They're not interested in protecting their people. Howie Carr, one of the wisest men in New England. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Tucker.
ESPN has been bleeding viewers for years. 12 million people dropped their subscriptions to ESPN since 2011. Part of it is because they have moved politically to a pretty radical place. Up next, we'll talk to sports journalist Jason Whitlock, a former ESPN employee and one of the most famous men in sports, about what exactly is going on, why are they doing this? Stay tuned.